From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host, all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network. Brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out of Osseo, Michigan. Longtime supporters of the show. And you can go to their website, lucky-buck.com, to find out all the rules and regulations anywhere in the country about using Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, because right now is a lot of time that people want to get it out. But a topic which we will be talking about here in a little bit, because of the evidence of CWD in Michigan, we have now proof positive in a free-ranging deer out of Meridian Township. Any baiting, supplemental feeding, all of those things have been stopped in three counties and the areas. Again, we'll talk about that in depth here in just a couple of seconds. Also want to thank our friends at HHA Sports out of Wisconsin, makers of the absolutely phenomenal single pin sights for archery, the number one name in single pin archery sights. And that is voted on by everybody except themselves. The people have spoken. And HHA number one. Also Costa sunglasses. See what's out there. And again, we'll talk more about Costa in a little bit as we speak with Brian Brosdahl. We're going to talk a little bit about panfish fishing. But first, we have a new sponsor here on the show. Oh, very happy, very honored to welcome the Michigan United Conservation Clubs to the show here. Long-standing in the outdoors community, and not only in protecting our heritage here, hunting and fishing heritage here in the Great Lakes State, but working with everybody. It's just a long-standing tradition of hunting with MUCC, and you know the name. Now it's time to find out more about what they're doing and how more to get involved with them. And joining us here for the first time, our first show back since we've been back from Ireland, is Dan Eichinger. He is the executive director of MUCC, relatively new to the job. Dan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Duran. Really happy to be here and happy to be partnering up with you and the show for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, me too. I'm super excited about this because we've had a long-standing relationship with MUCC unofficially, with Drew Youngdyke helping us out with Defend the Hunt and on the ground and all the great programs that MUCC has. But this is kind of an ironic situation. As we were in discussion for this, the possibility of sponsorship here on the show, of working together, we got the announcement that CWD had been found in Meridian Township. And this is a pretty big deal, because what this means is this is the first confirmed case of chronic wasting disease in Michigan in a free-ranging deer. Mm-hmm. But what I'm glad to see is this is not a complete shutdown of the whole lower peninsula from baiting and supplemental feeding come hunting time.
Right, that's a little bit different from what the response plan called for in 2008, where we had that CWD positive deer over in Kent County that shut down baiting and feeding in the lower peninsula. The response plan, the Department of Natural Resources changed it a little bit in 2012, so baiting and feeding is going to be shut down now in Clinton County, Ingham County, and Shiawassee County. So the impact of the response plan will be a little bit different than what folks might remember from a few years ago.
And it's nice, because it's not going to have, as much as I hate seeing this, let's make that known right now, it's not going to have, at least in the foreseeable future, the economic impact that it had a few years ago when we got that single case in Kent County on a private facility.
Yeah, that was one of the concerns that, the retailers who sell bait and feed, the folks who grow it, the economic impact was a concern that they brought forward. And I think that the department looked at the necessity of a peninsula-wide ban, and I think they've obviously come to the conclusion, and the response plan was supported by a lot of different folks, that three-county, they draw a radius around where the positive animal is, and then within within that radius, they're able to restrict some of those activities so that they can make sure that they get the samples that they need to determine, you know, how widespread this might be.
Speaking with Dan Eichinger, Executive Director of MUCC, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dan, there was the last time we had this issue with the single deer in Kent County. There was a lot of unfortunate division within hunting ranks within the state of Michigan and you know, around the country, because people were saying, and I hate these quotes, I hate the fact that we have such a divisive issue when it could be such a great impact. But the division was between, well, real hunters can do it without bait. But you know what? There's a lot more to be a real hunter than being able to hunt without bait. I mean, there's people do it for time issues. People do it for management issues. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons that people do it, and there should not be any division. And that's where I'm glad to see MUCC is stepping up and educating people as to what's going on with CWD.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line here is that this is a terrible thing, and there's, you know, it's going to alter the way that folks who hunt in, you know, certainly in those three counties, it's going to change what deer season looks like. It's going to change what deer season feels like. It's going to have, you know, some of the regulatory impacts like we talked about with, you know, not being able to use bait during hunting season and all that kind of thing. The most important thing for folks to remember is that you need to continue to go out and hunt. We need those animals to come in. They need to get tested. The department needs those. They need those animals so that they can determine, you know, if there are more animals that are infected, how, you know, what the transmission rates might be, all that kind of information. So, what I think we got kind of wrapped around that axle a few years ago of, you know, not being able to bait, you know, how come I can't use bait up in Emmett County when the deer pop positive down in Kent County? We're not going to have that same, you know, that same issue distracting us this time. So our hope is that, you know, folks recognize, hey, CWD and the free-ranging deer herd is a big, big deal. It is a big, scary deal. And we're going to need everybody to kind of support the response plan, support what you need to do, go out, keep hunting, get those animals in so that they can get tested, so that we can wrap around our arms around this thing as quickly as possible.
You know, Dan Eichinger is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. You can join the conversations we have on Facebook at facebook.com/wildmichigan. And, of course, links to MUCC right on the front page of our website. The one thing I guess I'm glad to see is the fact that this is only a three-county shutdown. Mind you, it affects a county I hunt in. I've already been able to adapt to this in years past. Have learned a great deal more about hunting since then. But again, taking the time to educate everybody that this is not a death sentence to your hunting future, to the deer herd in general, or to the economy. We need to just be calm. And this is what I'm really thankful, if I have to be thankful about something, Dan, is that it's happened in May and not September late.
Right. Yeah, detecting this animal now, it's good. We'll have, you know, the department, local law enforcement officials will be able to go out. You know, there'll be a lot of roadkill deer this summer, so they'll have a lot of samples that they can gather that way. There's time to, you know, educate folks about how they can help, you know, how they, you know, what they need to keep doing. Folks are going to have an opportunity to learn what they can possess and what they can't possess and how to hunt within the three-county area now. And again, back in 2008, you know, that animal popped positive in the fall. I think it was in September, and that led, you know, created almost no time whatsoever to get the public information out there so that folks had a chance to ask their questions and that kind of thing. So I agree with you. I think if there's any silver lining in any of this at all, it's that, you know, this animal was discovered now so that we have, you know, a good few months that we can run up and really help to get the message out there about, you know, what this will mean for deer hunting in Michigan.
All right, Dan Eichinger is our guest. More with Dan, more talk about the MUCC coming up next on Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez. You are listening on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up on the podcast there absolutely free. Some great video from our trip to Ireland shot by Owen O'Hagan, very good friend over there in Ireland. We had the opportunity to fish County Clare, and you can visit all of that information at clarevirtually.ie. And we'll be posting more pictures, and we have a whole new page dedicated to our team over there in Ireland that we have now. But we are focusing here on Michigan. CWD has been found in a free-ranging deer in Meridian Township in Ingham County, causing some stir. Probably not the stir as the first one did back in September a few years ago. But Dan Eichinger is with us, and he is the executive director of MUCC, our newest sponsor here on Wild Michigan, and one we are very, very proud to have here on the show. Dan, again, welcome back. There's before we go into talking about MUCC, which is very important, the CWD, we're going to have to check our deer in these three counties, mandatory check. Bait will not be illegal to purchase things. I mean, people are going to purchase things. There's not a ban on that. But again, don't get caught doing it. Okay, that is what we're going to stress. I know it's May, June, but at the same time, playing by the rules is paramount in this whole thing, so we can find if there are more. I mean, there's probably going to be more. This was a doe that was mature in a pretty heavily populated area for deer, and we're probably going to find more. That's my speculation, but again, playing by the rules is going to be very very big in this whole finding of what else is out there.
Yeah, we can learn a little bit from what some of the other states have experienced. And the most important thing that anybody who's listening to the show can do is to acquaint yourself with what some of the new rules and the new regulations are. Figure out how you can adapt, if you need to adapt your approach to hunting for this fall. But the big important thing is, help by continuing to hunt. We're going to need to continue to harvest animals in this area, because that's the only way that the DNR is going to be able to conduct the testing that they need so that they understand what the reach of the disease is. We don't want this, in a perfect world, this would be one animal, it would be an anomaly, and that's it. But in order for us to really understand how far this thing could reach, the Department of Natural Resources are really going to need hunters to help continue to harvest deer. Call if you see a deer that's acting strange, exhibiting any of the signs. You can find out a lot of information about what the new rules are, what to look for, and how to get in contact with the Department of Natural Resources at our website, mucc.org, or at deermichigan.com. A lot of information there about how folks can arm themselves with the knowledge that they need for getting ready for hunting season this year.
All right, Dan Eichinger, our guest, the executive director of MUCC, defending the rights to hunt, fish, and trap since 1937. Dan, having met you myself, you don't even remotely look like you've been close to 1937.
No.
You're a young fella in a very big position with an organization that's been around for a long time. How'd that come about?
Well, actually, I haven't been around the organization since 1937, but I've been around the organization since I was a very, very little kid. My dad, my grandfather were really involved in MUCC. My grandfather had been involved in conservation, MUCC, since I think the early 1950s, and he got my dad into it. So I grew up going to MUCC meetings. I think the joke people have heard me tell a lot of different times is that I've probably been to every single holiday inn in the state of Michigan going to an MUCC meeting growing up as a kid. So it's an organization I grew up in, and having the opportunity to come back and serve our great members and serve our great state as the executive director is truly a dream come true. I mean, I grew up idolizing guys like Tom Washington and Rick Jamieson. So those are people that I saw when I was growing up, and
sure,
could see the impact that, citizen conservationists can have in Michigan. We've got a great, rich history.
Yeah, Tom Washington is a name I have not heard in a while, but I remember him well, and his family. And then, there's been... It's got a long-standing tradition, but as we've talked, as I've talked to Drew, as I've talked to Amy Trotter in the past, it's time to get younger people involved with MUCC, the longstanding folks that have been around it for so long, sadly are not able to do as much as they used to do. And time, for some reason, seems less and less and less. More of our time is being taken up. But we need to educate our young people about what MUCC is doing and how they can get involved.
Yeah. Well, one of the ways that we're trying to find new people and bring them into the conservation arena is through our on-the-ground projects. These are, you know, by and large, one-day projects where people go out on public hunting land. We make a brush pile. We hinge-cut trees. We plant soft mass, crabapple, oak, that kind of thing. But it's an opportunity for us to reach people who, like you say, they don't necessarily have time to go to a meeting every single week or every other week or what have you. But if you give them an opportunity to come out, do something positive for conservation on public land, they can bring their spouse, bring their kids. We're seeing a lot of new people that, you know, aren't going to come to one of our board meetings, but they will absolutely come and sign up for one of our OTG projects. Just a super program and a way for us to reach people in a way that, you know, doesn't demand so much of their time. You can be involved in conservation with a shovel in your hand just as easily as you can with a pen and a pad of paper in front of you.
It is, and the On the Ground project is quite nice. I've been looking at it on your website, MUCC.org. It's a way to get involved on your own time, and people, young people, are getting involved in this. You said something about a couple of guys filming this whole event, just coming out there and being a part of it.
Yeah, we go out. You know, we've got people, we always take video, we take pictures. It's just a super opportunity. My wife and I have gone out on projects together. You get to meet a lot of really great people. We get people who come out that don't know anything about hunting. They may not know anything about MUCC, but when they walk away from that event, they have nothing but a positive image of what a hunter is, because they see hunters out managing public land, improving habitat for wildlife, doing all the things that we talk about, but none of those folks ever get to see us do. Hunters, anglers, and trappers put a lot of sweat equity into managing our natural resources that folks don't always get to see. And this is a great way for us to introduce non-hunters to hunters on a habitat project. It's just a great program. We're so excited about being able to do it.
It is. And again, I'm very excited to be to have you as a part of us here. Again, as we see for a short term, hopefully for a long term, whatever the case, we don't, you know, it's not about money on this show. It's nice, but it's about education. And, you know, we've had Drew Youngdike on here countless times as we have moved forward with some of the legal matters facing hunters and anglers here in the state. The doors will always be open to MUCC to get that information out there, because it's important that we all get the opportunity to listen and learn from each other and keep this going. And that's what I'm very thankful about with MUCC, with the Michigan DNR, and every other organization that we work with. But Dan Eichinger, the new executive director, or the newest executive director with MUCC. There's nothing new about you. I'm finding all this out now, but I really, really appreciate you joining us, and I'm very thankful to have MUCC. Yourself, Drew Youngdike, Amy Trotter, appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Duran.
All right, MUCC.org, website, wildmichiganradio.com. Find it all there.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Gretzinger from Michigan Out of Doors Television, and you're listening to the man, the myth, the legend, Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan.
Like a honeybee beating on my screen door, I got a little buzz in my head. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks so much to Dan Eichinger of the MUCC joining us here, talking about CWD, talking about the MUCC, and other great acronyms. Michigan United Country Conservation Clubs together, helping us since 1937, and helping us now as a nice sponsor, a welcomed sponsor to Wild Michigan, and some friends we've been working with for a very long time, since the very beginning of our show back in 2006. is the Pheasants Forever, the Ingham County chapter, number 467. Joining me right now, Kent Ballard is joining us from Pheasants Forever, chapter 467, a long-running history within Ingham County, helping people and the environment and helping put grasses in and habitat for pheasants, because we're not the glory land that Michigan used to be in the 50s and 60s for pheasant. A lot of things have changed. Habitat has changed. But with little work, a little cash, we can get that together. Kent Ballard joins us. How are you, Kent? Welcome to the welcome back, dude. It's been a while since you've been on.
Thanks, Duran. Thank you for having me back.
So now we talked a little bit off air, but you know, Pheasants Forever Habitat organization, they are known for putting habitat in and back into places that pheasants need to thrive in, the cover that they need. And you guys have been doing that around Ingham County for quite some time.
We have, Duran. And the beauty, as we all know, our pheasant population is not what it was, the Holy Grail, growing up hunting with my dad, the number of birds we used to have. I don't know as it ever will be. But the beauty when we do these permanent grasses or food plots, it benefits all wildlife, right? We don't put a sign up that says turkeys, deer, and rabbits stay out.
Yeah, it wouldn't work anyway. They're lawbreakers, all those animals. But no, I mean, they are beneficial. It's not just cover for pheasant. There's, I mean, you know, it's kind of like putting a food plot in for deer. It's not just the deer that benefit. Everything benefits from this. And you're putting back grasses that kind of grow up kind of big and kind of make that perfect cover for pheasant, because nesting area is kind of at a premium since, you know, look, we're going to build, we need houses, we need structure. And that alters what they have known historically, but putting back some of those spaces is really kind of helping the population.
Yeah, you're right on the money. Again, when I was growing up here in Michigan, you drove along the highway, you never saw a hawk or an owl. Today, it's kind of like every other mile on a fence post, you see one sitting. Mm-hmm. And our game birds, our rabbits, whatever small game it may be, needs that cover to protect themselves, not only from those birds of prey, but of course we all know what the coyote population has done in the last 20 years here. And, you know, permanent grasses. One of the really nice things about our chapter, we help, obviously, our members, the individuals, with these grasses and food plots. But we've partnered with the state DNR on Rose Lake right here locally, mm-hmm. The Sharonville State Game Area, Maple River right on 27 that everyone drives through, the flooding. And one of the really neat things we've done, Duran, our board is right-minded as far as helping our military. There's a group here in Michigan called the Zero Day Foundation that helps our returning soldiers get reacclimated back into general society. And Zero Day works with the DNR, and so we supply these grasses and the food plot seed so that then Zero Day can team up and go out and actually bust the dirt up and put the seed into the ground. And we feel really, really good about that, because not only are we accomplishing our mission of habitat, but it's a home run because we're connecting and supporting our returning vets too.
Yeah, and that's something I've actually, a couple of years ago, had a great opportunity to be a part of with some of our combat veterans, some of our military guys. You guys put on a big tower hunt and hunt for them out at Dunn Creek, I do believe. And it was a great experience to see these guys, the camaraderie of their, you know, their brothers in arms, so to speak. To be able to go out and just relax and have fun and do some shooting.
That's right. I personally, and I know you always attend that event, and personally, you know, my eyes swell up, and I feel unbelievably good about my nonprofit work at that event. The guys are so, so appreciative. It's unreal. This year, we partnered also with my grand deer ranch up by Sheboygan, and they're putting on a big hunt, all inclusive, for, again, I believe it's 40 of our soldiers, and we help to finance that for this upcoming fall.
You know, there's a lot of organizations helping veterans, getting acclimated, but to get them back into the outdoors, something that has been proven time and time again to be therapeutic from people with any kind of disorder, but especially for our combat veterans that have been overseas fighting to come back. And it's really, really, like you said, it's just grabs your heart, man, to see these guys smiling and having fun and just being part of the outdoors, because it's just not enough. I mean, we can't say enough about these guys.
No, we can't say enough. We can't do enough. I mean, when we get together before that hunt and you hear just a few of the stories from the fellas, and then again, you see what they've been through or hear a little bit of it, you see those smiles or their excitement like I was when I was, 12 years old and got to deer hunt for the first time. I mean, it's really impactful on their lives, and that's why we continue to do these every year.
Absolutely. Kent Ballard, Pheasants Forever chapter, Ingham County, number 467, and joins us here on Wild Michigan. Kent, I'm actually going to throw a curveball at you, because I want to talk more about what you're doing as far as what the organization is doing for Habitat. And in the next segment, I want to talk about fundraising and the Premier raffle and the 52 gun raffle. So we're going to continue this segment if you have the time.
Oh yes, definitely, Durant.
Okay, good. So because we're going to continue on, what are some of the other projects you guys have going on? Because it's more than just Habitat and fundraising at the banquets.
Yes. Well, one of the other things we do, we get literally over 750 acres of seed directly out into our membership. Everyday Joe's, their hands to do plantings, these same type of plantings on private ground. That's a really big effort that we accomplish in the spring. Now, our mission is Habitat and getting and keeping youth involved in the outdoors. Each year over at the Ingham County Conservation District, we put on a Hunter's Ed, series of Hunter Ed classes. Spring and fall, we'll put over 200 young hunters through Hunter's Ed at no cost at all to those children. We also do two spring and two fall bird hunts with Jim Graham out in St. John's. And again, no cost to these kids. It's really, really neat to have them show up and see the first time they see a bird dog go on point and then get to shoulder that shotgun.
It's incredible.
yes. And again, I know you've taken the time to come out and experience that one and those smiles. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. And even from a personal experience, getting that opportunity to go out and do those things, there's no feeling like watching a dog work and the excitement leading up to that flush of any kind. I don't care if it's on a preserve here in Michigan or if you're hunting South Dakota, the feeling is all the same. Okay. Yeah. And that to instill that in the kids, what you guys are doing with Pheasants Forever Chapter 467 here in Ingham County is incredible. And we're going to talk more with Kent Ballard here, Ingham County Chapter of Pheasants Forever, number 467, the Habitat organization. Big raffle coming your way. One gun every week for 52 weeks. You're not going to want to miss this here coming up next on Wild Michigan.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan spirit of the wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez. He is Kent Ballard. We are being brought to you in part by HHA Sports, the number one name in single pin archery sight technology. I'm a little flustered. I'm just my first day back in the chair since we took a couple weeks ago. We went to Ireland, went fishing over there with the folks at ClaireVirtually.ie with Owen O'Hagan and Para Giblin and Richard McDermott and just the world-class fishing of Ireland is unbelievable. it only eclipsed by two things, the beauty of the country and the people, first and foremost. And we'll have many, many stories as we go on throughout the course of the year. And I'm sure Owen will be joining us yet again because we've got some friends that we're going to try and bring with us next year. Talk to David A. Rose, who's coming up in the next hour. Also, Brian Brosdahl coming up in the next hour. Two of our top fishing guys. And the trip for 2016, I think, is already in the works. So maybe you want to join us on that trip to Ireland because it's going to be a great fishing. In the meantime, we're talking with Kent Ballard from the Ingham County chapter of Pheasants Forever, number 467 here. Kent, you've got a big raffle coming up. It's one you've done for the past 5 years. It's the sixth annual Gun a Week raffle, and you guys are going to be giving away one gun each week for an entire year. Now, let me say this. My girlfriend bought a ticket, and every Thursday morning, she's checking her email to see if it was her.
That's great, Duran. That's the beauty of this raffle. It keeps your interest all year round, and it's so easy to check. We use the Wednesday evening, the daily 3 Michigan lottery number, so you can click on Thursday morning when you either get into your office and fire up a pot of coffee, or you roll out of bed if you're a retired guy and you're sitting on your lazy boy. You can take a look. They're awesome guns. I look at the list of guns. We start the drawing July 29th. You've got a Franke Legend the first week, a Browning Able Stalker the second, a Browning Satori the third, a Kimber Pistol the fourth. I mean, they're great quality guns. And you're in this raffle all year long. It's only $1 per week. And we passed a big milestone this weekend. We went through over 600 tickets sold. I think we were at 652 before I came on the air with you here this morning. And the key there, that we've never not sold this raffle out, Duran, as you know, but a lot of folks sit and wait because our rules say once we pass 600 tickets sold, it is officially a raffle and will happen. And so I fully expect at this point we'll have a lot of folks that pile in that were waiting to see. They wanted to see that 600th ticket sold.
Now, I don't think, and this is just me, and I'll just say frugal when it comes to things, but $52 for one chance a week at some of the top names in guns to possibly win Benelli, Browning, Remington, Franke. You've said them yourself, Kimber. I mean, those are quality names in firearms. They don't produce junk. You're not giving junk away. And how, again, pf467.org, there's a big ad right on the front page of the website, and there's a link on our website at wildmichiganradio.com to get involved in this.
Anyone can go to pf467.org or pf467.com. It's real easy. Click on purchase your ticket online. You can print out a form. If you want to fax it, you can fax it. You can also call our chapter president, Jeff Davis, goes by JD, a good friend of mine. His number is 517-652-5175. JD can take care of the person reserving their ticket right over the phone also, Duran. And I also want to mention our friends over at Gander Mountain are phenomenal to us in the pricing and how we acquire these guns. The winners can pick up their guns at any Gander Mountain store here in the United States. They can pick up the gun at their local FFL dealer. They just make arrangements with our local Gander store, and the gun's there within a week's time, Duran.
Absolutely. Now, that's going to be a big deal because 52 chances. And look, come on. You used to be able to say, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee, kind of that Sally Struther thing.
Yeah.
You can't even touch coffee for that anymore. Not for right. A buck a week. You're
right.
Spending
That's
50
right.
bucks a week on coffee.
That's right, Duran. $52 and it's good for a full year. Now, the other thing, too, if you don't mind me mentioning or bringing up, the other raffle that we have going on is our premier raffle. We do two of these a year, and it is, bar none, the most popular raffle that we do. Your odds of winning are better than 1 in 14. There's 20 prizes. The first prize is a Polaris 570 4x4. There's an African Safari. There's a Zeiss Optics package, a Browning Maxis, a Beretta A400. Again, there's Kimber pistols, a Tracker duck bolt. I mean, real prizes with phenomenal odds. And there's only 279 of those tickets that are sold, Duran. And I know you've got yours already. There's 128 of those left, and that drawing, we always do it on the eve of squirrel eat season opener here in Michigan.
Sure.
And so with the squirrel season, we will draw that out here at Eagle Eye. And again, the odds are phenomenal. The tickets are $100 each, and again, you can purchase them online at thepf467.org, or you can call 800-974-2650 to purchase those tickets, Duran.
You guys have been doing things big as long as I have known you guys. Your banquet that you have at Eagle Eye, the largest banquet I've ever attended, bar none, and I've been to probably going on now, probably 60, 70 banquets at least in the short 9 years of the show, maybe more. But this is the big one. You guys get about 700 people for this banquet every year at Eagle Eye.
We do, Duran. That's we tout that it is the absolute largest in the capital city area. Great night. We give away over 200 guns. You know, we give away the quad, the boats. That's a blowout. And the folks out at Eagle Eye, again, are phenomenal. They're right-minded and believing in our mission to help us raise money to support the habitat, the youth events, and the military events that we do. But, yes, that's a blowout. I think it's March 11th of 2016, so that's a ways off. But, again, if folks monitor our website, by the 1st of October, there will be what we call our super early bird offer on that website where you can purchase your tickets and get bonus raffle opportunities with a deadline usually of gun deer season opener on that super early bird. You probably like, Duran, how we use these season opening dates.
Absolutely.
For our deadlines, right? So guys like you and I can remember those things.
What anniversary? Have no idea what you're talking about.
I can't remember birthdays or anniversaries, but I can tell you where I drew my bow on a buck in 2011.
And right. Fortunate
enough to connect, I can tell you the date, which way he went, and what the blood trail looked like, right?
You know, that's funny. I don't have an anniversary yet, but I'm sure before too long I'll have one I'll forget. But Kent Ballard is our guest here from Pheasants Forever, Chapter 467, the Ingham County chapter. Kent, you know, just a quick backstory on the most recent event. We were out of state. I was in South Carolina for the Bassmaster Classic the last time. So we had a table, and we sent a delegation of sorts of other chapter members from other, like Safari Club and some other places. One of those guys couldn't make it. Send somebody else instead. He won the boat package.
Awesome. Awesome. That's the really neat thing, too, having been involved with this now for 15 years. The stories, as far as what happens that night, the magic of what's given away, it's pretty cool. And then to bump into people and, you know, they say, yeah, I'm the guy that won the boat or the quad,
sure,
or whatever it might be. And it's also always crazy funny, Duran. At the end of the night, at midnight, people are, the things they're hauling out of that event and making it work.
Oh, yeah. I don't get how somebody's getting an Amish built deer blind in their Prius. But damn it, that guy's getting that thing home. So.
Yeah. Last year, two brothers won those two Amish blinds, and they literally had a flatbed tow truck.
Of course they did.
Yeah, then they had it show up at midnight and loaded them on to get them out of there. It was unbelievable. You know, the year, going back 3 or 4 years ago when we had that 60-gun Browning safe.
Sure.
That was won. That was an amazing story. Eight good friends won it. They loaded it on a pickup, and how they got it on there, I don't know, but they got it home ready to take into one of the fellow's houses that wouldn't fit in the door.
Oh, no. Kent Ballard, appreciate you joining us here on Wild Michigan. More coming your way next.